There is a very interesting sefer called Ma'adanei Shlomo, which is published by a Talmid Chacham, who had a very close relationship with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So he writes up different things that he heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman. So he has the following Maisa. He says, once he was on a tiyul up north that was organized by some tour company that takes care of all the arrangements, a very frum company. And they took them to the Baha'i Gardens in Haifa, which is these beautiful gardens that are outside of this religious center of the religion called the Baha'i religion. It happens to be one of the top tourist sites in the entire country. And this individual was, he says, scandalous. This is Beis Avodah Zarah, and the gardens are planted as noi for Avodah Zarah, as decorative, as beautification for the Avodah Zarah. It's a din of Shulchan Aruch, noi Avodah Zarah is aser behana. So how could you, this is totally aser al pi halacha to be here. How do you take us here? And they said, no, what are you talking about? It's not aser, it's really mutter. They got into a whole fight. So when he got back home, he went to Rav Shlomo Zalman and he said, what do you think about this? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, it's not technically noi Avodah Zarah. Noi Avodah Zarah is something that's for beautification purposes right in front of the Avodah Zarah. If they'd have an idol and the garden's right in front of the idol, but this is outside of the center, of the religious center. It's outside. It's in the chatzer, so it's not technically noi Avodah Zarah. It's not an iser. However, how could you go there? And we should have a sense of revulsion towards Avodah Zarah, the Dora Doros. If a Jew passed the base of Avodah Zarah, he'd run so as not to be there. We should have a sense of this is just a disgusting place to be, so therefore it's not the right thing to do, even though it's not technically Yasser. So it really piqued my curiosity a little bit, and just tried to do a little bit of research online. And I found one or two Rabbanim who are, fairly big Rabbanim who are quoted as saying, Avodah Zarah, it's just Aser al Pidin. However, Rav Shar Yashiv Cohen was also a very big Talmud Chacham. He was the chief rabbi of Haifa itself for many years, for decades. And he's widely quoted online as saying it's mutter to go to these gardens. He said, the whole basis, he didn't say it like this, I'm saying, the whole basis of our conversation in the last 2 minutes is it usher to go to a garden that's planted outside of a base of Avodah Zarah? But are the Baha'i of the Avodah Zarah? That's the first question. So he claims that he did extensive research, and he spoke to them, etc., etc., and he determined the Bechlal not of the Avodah Zarah at all. So it's not a base of Avodah Zarah, and there's nothing to talk about of Noi Avodah Zarah, and it's entirely mutter to go there. That's quoted online in the name of various other of the big rabbanim, especially in the Tzioni world, Rav Dov Lior, Rav Yaakov Ariel, Rav Aviner. That would be mutter to go to this place. I think they're all basing themselves on Rav Shar Yashiv Cohen, but I'm not 100% sure. But that's all. It's all based on the same reasoning that it's really not Avodah Zarah at all. I went on to one of the main sources of knowledge, of course, in our times, which is Wikipedia, and it really doesn't seem that they're of the Avodah Zarah. They're basically just the reform movement of Islam. They took Islam and like removed anything particularistic and made it very universalistic, and everyone's nice and wonderful and has truth, and we should all get along. But they believe in one God. They don't worship anything else. So why would it be Avodah Zarah? Sim Kane, certainly hard to talk about an Isra of Noi Avodah Zarah if you don't even have Avodah Zarah to begin with. There is a Rav called Rav Shmuel Ganot, who apparently is publishing Sfarim that are very popular. So he has a similar where he talks about this, and he points out that the poskim discuss if it's mutter to go into a mosque, Islam not being technically considered Avodah Zarah. There's some poskim, if I'm not mistaken, I think Rav Avadya allows, he says it's mutter to go in. So if it's mutter to go into a mosque, certainly it should be mutter to go into a temple, to a gardens that are outside of a religious center. There are poskim who ask it, but again, this is not the actual place of worship, so it should be better than that. But he claims that this question was presented to Rav Yashiv, and Rav Yashiv said it's mutter. It's not an iser. However, it's not the right thing. That nonetheless, it's associated with a particular religious group, and Jews shouldn't go to places that are associated with other religious groups. And therefore, he felt that even though it's not aser al pidin, that should be best avoided. So apparently, somewhat different guidelines from different rabbanim on the question of would it be the right thing to do, even though it's not technically usher? In the Sefer Ma'adan HaShlomo, I assume that HaShlomo Zalman wasn't saying, I looked into Baha'i and it's Avodah Zarah. He was responding to the question that's presented to him. That's what I assume from that Sefer. But it would seem that that Al-Pi Halacha, it's not Avodah Zarah, and the question simply would be, is it the right thing for us to go to places that are directly associated with a different religious group, even if it's not Avodah Zarah? Have a wonderful day. Please do put up the chairs.